Unit 7. Social Issues. 1. Breaking the Law. Introduction. Most Americans never have any contact with the police except for traffic violations. However, when other Americans break the law, they are supposed to be guaranteed a fair trial. If it is a serious crime, a jury will conclude the defendant's guilt or innocence. Sample sentences. 1. He committed a serious crime.
2. Stop, thief.
3. He was found guilty after so many years.
4. Do you think I would break the law? Absolutely not. I'm very lawful.
5. Call the police.
6. How much crime is there in Baltimore?
7. It's against the law to let the dog run around the street.
8. I live on the 9th floor. I'm not afraid of burglars breaking into my window.
9. He is not a legal resident yet.
10. Maybe we need to consult an immigration lawyer.
Conversations. 1.
Can you believe the headlines?
What are you reading?
I am reading about Michael Milken, the bond king.
Didn't he sell worthless stocks to people or something? He got arrested for that, didn't he?
He got arrested, all right.
If I remember, he got off with a light sentence, something like 3 years in a minimum security prison.
Yep, that's him. He made millions of dollars selling bonds to people and ended up with a pile of cash when they became useless.
I think the government fined him a small amount, and he kept the rest in his foreign bank accounts. He's still a millionaire.
That's the kind of thing in America that gets me mad. Some guy pulls off a stock scheme and makes millions while spending the bare minimum sentence in jail.
I know. And some poor guy that robs a liquor store makes $500 at most and ends up in jail for 5 to 10 years.
Yep, you got it. Criminals in America do a lot better if they're white-collar thieves.
So, what's Michael Milken up to these days?
He's giving lectures on business at colleges. 2. Hey, look at the offer I got in my email. It says that I can get rich quickly while working at home.
Do you also believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy?
What do you mean?
I mean that you're gullible. You shouldn't believe everything you read, especially on the Internet.
But it seems like a good idea. All I have to do is first send some money to the person who sent me the letter. After that, he'll tell me how to earn much more money.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme. Have you heard of those before?
Pyramid scheme? What is that?
It's a scam that's based on a hierarchy, like a pyramid. The person at the top asks the people below him for money, and then tells them to go and ask other people for money while sending some of it back to him.
Sounds good to me. The guy at the top gets money, and so do the people below him.
Not exactly. The scam keeps on going, with the people at the bottom paying more and more money until they reach the very bottom.
What happens then?
Nothing. The people at the bottom give their money to the people above them, and they get nothing. They end up losing. That's why it's a scam.
I see. I guess I should be more careful about what I read, especially on the Internet, where you have no idea who anybody is.